Blog Talk Radio.
There was a woman in the service that was speaking in other tongues, praying in the Spirit. Lord, your will be done. All the while that she was praying, the Spirit touched my soul. I said, I know that feeling. It overflows. Now when the Lord comes, let the Spirit have His way. You'll feel better tomorrow than
talking about.
I know that feeling.
They try to put your hands down, but your feet start moving. I know that feeling. You try to hold your feet, but your hands go up. I know that feeling.
It overflows.
Then they say this,
overflow.
Of my church and the musicians, so y'all got to be my church tonight and do like I do it at my church. Overflows.
Oh,
huh? You feel like going to church?
Yes, sir.
You feel like going to church, huh? Really,
thank
I just
you,
thank God for another day. Thank God
yes,
for
sir.
Those songs. I don't know. That's an old one now. You remember that riff? I don't know if you remember that song. Riff.
Ooh,
you remember that song? Riff?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's a woman in the series speaking yes, other tongues. Yes, sir.
Ooh,
she, ooh. She said when she come in, he felt it because he know he felt the spirit.
Ooh,
and it overflowed. Because it overflowed. He said, you feel better than you did today
yes,
and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But that's an awesome thing to get God to come in to be with you, brother. You know, brother, good morning to everyone. Good morning. Good morning. It's a Monday.
Morning. Good morning.
It's a Monday, and we want to thank God for another day. We want to thank God for some of us probably. This might be the first day we picked the Bible since last Friday. We want to tell you God is good. God is merciful.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna ask a few questions before we get into this thing, if you don't mind, Rep. I wanna ask one mm-hmm. question. Anybody can respond, you can hit this button, but if you wanna respond. When I say traveling grace, what do they come to your mind? Traveling grace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come humble to you. We thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your love. Lord, we come with the most humble smile we know how to thank you, Father God, for another day, Lord, that you restore upon us and made it out of reality, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God,
mm-hmm.
to bless us today, Lord. Bless us in even our thoughts and our words that we come from
mm-hmm.
you, Lord. Lord, let the word of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in our sight, Lord. Redeem your people, Lord, as we sit here and reason in your word, Lord. Lord, we just ask
you
to bless, Lord. Help us, Lord, fruitful, Lord, that we not just be a standstill Christian, Lord, that we move, Lord, so we can grow, Lord. So help us, Lord. Help us in the word today, Lord. Teach us, Lord. Teach
mm-hmm.
us even in our conversation, Lord, to how we should judge and be amongst each other, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord, to say the right things, Lord. Hide us, Lord, behind the cross, Lord. Forgive us all our sins, known and unknown, Lord. Bless us today, Lord, as we start this week out, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ,
yeah.
we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen.
I ask that question. What you think about traveling?
Crazy.
People have been traveling, man. They go to races all weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
They travel all around
yeah.
the world, man. This race gang, you know. My people go to church,
mm-hmm.
back and forth from church on Sunday. People go football games Fridays and Saturdays, you know. People go just go to any wedding events, and some go to home going, you know. Traveling grace. What do you think about
yeah.
traveling?
Mm, yeah.
Anybody want to respond? I know Rev can bring it on in, but anybody want to bring it in and want to respond that they can. They can. They can hit the one button. You know, if not, we know it is what it is. Traveling
yes,
grace. What do you think about traveling grace?
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. What comes to mind? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God's favor and safety. If God would permit us, allow us to make it to our destination safely. Thank you, Jesus. If it be as we. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody hit one, but I love that part because, Reverend, that's the answer to, you know, talking about that God bless us to go and come. From our destination to a destination, because we know both ways is a destination. So I want to say this again. When you are traveling through this life spiritually, there is a traveling grace there too as well. But really, I want to tell you something. Yesterday we had a testimony. You know,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
About a young lady turned 75 years young, right? And, they were stopping to get their baby something to eat. And as they stopped getting the baby something to eat, the grandbaby, they got a call in the
mm-hmm.
middle of a fight, a line of fire. Somebody
yeah.
shooting at each other, bah, 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 bah. They had to get down on the ground right quick.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to say that's a form of traveling grace there. Because you got
yes,
a destination. They started out with going, they said they're going to go to church. You know, didn't know that could be their last day. But God blessed them and allowed them to not get hurt and harmed. But they let you know there was some traveling grace there. You know,
that's right.
You know, maybe you might not have been, that might not have happened to you, but I'm just thinking about she was so blessed, and her grandchild was blessed, and my husband was blessed because God gave them another standard of a day. You know, it could have been them. They woke up that morning, didn't think that was going to happen. Then she was happy that she turned 75 years young, and she was hope so happy, you know, didn't know she was going to meet that there. You know, I bring this on here to tell you, my brother yesterday called me and said his deacon had died yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest deacon at the church had died yesterday. And I see how he was troubled with it, you know. And then I went Saturday to one of the guys I grew up with. Same year, passed away in Rakova. Yes, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Buried on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same year. You look at somebody who grew up with you, man. Same year. And I'm looking at how he traveled his world. I thought this brother would outlive me for sure. His brother was a good brother. That's how I look at it, you know what I'm talking about. You know, I had another close friend did the same thing, you know. All they did is work, you know. All they did is try to provide for their family. You know what I'm talking about? But God called them home with that COVID, you know what I'm talking about, this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think about this deacon. You know, I met that deacon, you know. And God gave him longevity of life. But it doesn't, God don't look at age like we do. He did say he promised us 70. That's 70. And then anything after that is by grace, you know, reasonable grace, you know. And we know that God does, he grants that. But also, God, at this age now, we've been saying right now, hey, Reverend, I can say this. I'm going to say this here. I got a little friend, 10 years old, tested positive for COVID. Tested positive for COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So since I've been talking, I got a real good friend, 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Tested positive for COVID. You hear me?
Mm.
10 years old, man. You know, and when they first came out, I said, we're all up to be, we have to watch out for the elders. Anybody over 60 years old? 10 years old, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
10 years old. Tested positive for COVID. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And look at this here, man. Corona is out there. Delta, that stuff is out there real strong. So
yes,
my mind, my heart saying, it's prayer time.
Yeah.
It's just prayer time. Gentlemen, we start the day off with prayer.
Beautiful.
I believe it's prayer time. I really believe that if you want to intercede with us this morning, you can, if you got somebody you want to pray for this morning, it's prayer time. We need to pray for our loved ones. We need to pray for the ones that are going through the breathing part. We need to pray, you know, to my, for one of this coronavirus is really taking control. Had a young man, 10 years old. 10 years old. And God did this to him. I know it's not going to be a service you might want to come to hear today, but it is prayer time. It might not be until today. Counsel might not be at your death. Heart attack might not be at your death. The kidney disease might not be at your door. Yeah, hey, Reverend, watch this here. But you know what I know? Death is so close to us right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's in every hand. You never know when it might come. That's why we always pray for our babies when they go to school. When we travel these highways and byways. We don't know what's going to happen, Reverend. We don't know when God is going to say it's time.
Because
just like this there. If a thief knows the house, it have nothing in it, you think he going to go to it?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going to know him to have. He going to go to somewhere where he got something in it, huh? And he's going to try to get this out of. See, this how it's going to be like a thief in the night. He's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the door. The door has been opened. While you still here, you can tell, Lord, forgive me, Lord, just repent. If you feel like you don't, you feel like you got some things that right now that could keep you out of heaven, ask God for forgiveness and start doing what he told the young lady. Go and sin no more. Don't go back to what he delivered you. Don't never, you know, if you feel like it's enticing you to do things, it might not be the popular sin we used to. We'll call it some good sin that we know that people do. But what about the ones you hide from the Lord? You think God can't see? God's eyes are on every place and everything,
yes,
all the time. You know what I'm talking about? That's why when you go to church and you go to somewhere, it seems like somebody told your story. It seems like somebody that said they told your business. Who told you my business? Somebody must have told you my business. Now, that's the Holy Spirit. Once the Spirit starts speaking to you, you should lean not to your own understanding. You should hear the Lord and follow the Lord and say, Lord, whatever it is not pleasing in your sight, remove it, Lord. And ask them to help you to resist what you ask them to remove.
Yes.
Because you don't want to come up with more swift and more cunning, but ask God to give you strength and not to go into that sin anymore. So I love God. Now, I don't know, you know, this might not be a good day, but I want to pray. I want to pray for my brother and that family over there with the loss of it, not just on the digging, the father and the husband and the grandfather and a friend. Can I see that? I want to pray for that family that would have to bury one of my friends who grew up with. You know, I'm talking about somewhere we used to go, like 5, 10, 12, 13-year-old kind of friend. You know what I'm talking about, real?
Yeah.
I want to pray for that family, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I want to pray for her and her family, her kids, and her, by her husband. That woman was hurt, boy, looking at her husband sitting there, you know, don't mind. And no, she can't be able to talk to him right now, though. You know, I want to pray for all of that right there around. And I want to pray for the safe cover around our church members, you know, that we all understand that it could be your day. Don't treat it so careless. Don't be getting out your car, getting gay, especially women. Get out of the car with you and have your hand down, talking on that phone, because somebody might ease up on you. You know what I'm talking about? Watch your surroundings. You know what I'm talking about? When you're going in and to and fro, you never know what's going on. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
The sin of somebody of mine, you're not even thinking about. You know what I'm talking about? And they come up and put a pistol beside your head or something, you know, or come rob you or shoot you something, you know. Let's pray about this life, because we believe I really believe that God is looking at this earth, this world, and he's getting really sick of this world, because we're doing some things that we did in God, Sodom and Gomorrah. We're doing some things we did in watch this, brother. We're doing what when Noah was here. We're not even paying God no mind. We're doing our everyday thing. Life is so hunky-dory right now. You know what I'm talking about? So we want to keep this earth, what we call the world, God, lifted up to him and ask God to be as we are, to bless his children. Give him strength today. Like I said, I asked the question, what do you think about traveling grace? What do you think about traveling grace? When you hear someone say, let's pray for traveling grace, how do you feel about it? Do you take it like a cliche, or do you really believe that you want God to protect you? Do you want God to shield you and cover you because you don't have to make it? I hear some people sometimes, well, I ain't never had no problems. You know, I've been going through for all the time. But it ain't just because you checked the tires. It ain't just because you looked at the oil and see if you got a good oil in there. It ain't just because you got everything, the T's coming out there. It's because of God's grace and mercy. Because there's a lot of people that don't make it to their destination. They don't make it to it. So we want to pray for that. So if anybody have a prayer request before we go in there and pray, you can hit the one button and we'll pray with you.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
You have anything real? Nobody else said that. Nobody else said that. You have anything real?
You know what? I have this on my mind. I pray that you know you want to make sure that you're doing all that God has assigned for you to do. Make sure we complete our assignment that God has given us. Each and every one have something that God wants them to accomplish. Thank you, Jesus, before they leave this earth. And that's what my prayer is, Lord. I pray that I'm doing all that you have for me to do. And even the parts that I may be slowful in, I ask prayer that they be completed, for my name is called in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, bro. We don't get no participation. Let's go and get in there. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Ready? Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come with the most humble smile we know how, Lord. We come with our hearts open up to you, Lord. Thanking you, Father God,
yes.
Again, Father God, for thy presence, Lord. Lord, we come, Father God, for thanking you, Lord, for blessing one of our members yesterday, Lord. Bless them, Lord, that they was in a line of fire, Lord, that they didn't get shot and get hit, Lord. Lord, it left some turmoil, something that they put in their mind, it could have been them, sleeping in their grave, Lord. Lord, but your life is a little longer, Lord, and we thank you for that, Lord. We know, Father God, that it was you, Lord, that allowed them to see another day, Lord. Lord, in that day, in that hour, Lord, they probably gave you thanks that early that morning. Didn't see that they were going to be walking into a line of fire, but you protect them and shield them, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for 75 years of her living, Lord, and you allow her to see another day, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for her husband, Lord, had her mind enough to get on the ground. And thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Father God, no one to get hit, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for what you got in store for the church as well, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to come right now praying for Brother Jock, Lord. Be praying for the Bowens Temple Baptist Church, Lord. They lost one of the deacons there, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to give strength to that whole church, Lord. Lord, it was coming, Lord. No, sometimes sickness is not unto death, Lord. But this one here came a sudden death, Lord. And we just ask you, Father God, as they moan right now, as they in breathing right now, Lord. We ask you, Father God, get strength to that whole church, Lord. Get strength to that wife, Lord. Get strength to them kids, the grandkids, Lord, and friends, Lord, because they hurt me, Lord, because he was a good man, Lord. And, Lord, we ask you, Father God, give that peace there, Lord. Let them know, Father God, that we're touching the green right now, that you be in the midst of all the things they have to do to get the service ready as well, Lord. Because some things come suddenly, it catches us surprise, Lord, and we don't have our ducks lined up, Lord. But, Lord, help them, Lord, so everything be more smoother in the transition, Lord. Lord, bless them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give a special blessing for that pastor, Lord, knowing that one of his deacons is gone, Lord. Lord, give him strength, Lord. Let him know that Father God, the God that he's been preaching about, don't make a mistake. Lord, sometimes we just look at things and our heart be so heavy, Lord. We ask you that we pray for that pastor, Lord. Give him strength in the name of Jesus, Lord. Standing on the uncompromising gospel, Lord. Asking you, Father God, for you to have your way, Lord. Have your way in that whole church life, Lord. Lord, we pray, Father God, also, Father God, for the Breed family of my friend, Lord. Gerald Norman, the Norman family, Lord. That I grew up with, Lord. Beautiful wife, Lord, for all the years of marriage, Lord. Kids, Lord. You know, mother get to see her son buried, Lord. Siblings, Lord. Cry hard, Lord. Good man, Lord. But you brought him on home, Lord. Because, you know, people are going with that COVID he died from. Lord, he died from COVID, Lord. Lord, we pray for that disease that's running around rapidly, that you touch it, that you allow people to be sick. Allow things to happen, Lord, that sometimes it's a transition happening there, Lord. So, Lord, give that family strength, Lord. Get that family strength in the name of Jesus, Lord. Because she's going to look at the day she couldn't wake up and see her husband, Lord. The dad is not there. The son is not there. Her the sister said she's going to miss hanging up calling him. And when they end every conversation, she said, I love you. And she said she's going to miss that. And I want you to give her strength, Lord, because I heard her pain, Lord. Give her strength in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I just pray for my grandson, Lord, that got COVID, Lord. I ask you, Father God, to comfort him, Lord. Keep him, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
You know, Lord, I ask you to keep him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Lord, he said he don't have it, Lord. So I'm going to be with him. I'm claiming it with him, Lord. He said he ain't got it, Lord. So well, we know he tested positive, Lord, but we know you can keep him, Lord. And we know you'll keep him, Lord. Cover him, Lord. Cover him with his faith. Because he ain't claiming it, Lord. Because he ain't claiming the sickness, Lord. So bless him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just 10 years old.
Yeah.
So just bless him, Lord. Bless him in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless his mother. Bless his brother. Bless his father, Lord. Lord, bless him, Lord. There's no one else that can get it either. I don't know. All of them got tested, Lord. But we just see right now, just him, Lord. Just bless him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Come going out, Lord. Lord, we just love him, Lord. We just ask you to be with him, Lord. We don't take nothing for granted, Lord. We know it's a dangerous disease, Lord. We just ask you to bless him with a household out of sound my voice, Lord, that we don't take this thing for granted. Mask down. Mm-hmm, washing your hands down. Lord, teach the people more reminded that it's still out there. The politics, but it's a terrible disease, Lord. Bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to bless this ministry, Lord, that you touch someone's heart today, Lord. That they be more fruitful for you, Lord, today, Lord. Maybe they might not hit the one button, never, Lord, but you know the hearts of the people are listening, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to help us spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially, Lord. Cover us with your grace, Lord. Knowing that it's not something we don't understand all the time, but we do know it's you, Lord, that's in the midst, Lord. So help us today, Lord, to look at you,
Lord.
Help us, Lord, to guide our heart towards you today, Lord. Lord, for it might not be us, Lord. It might be someone else the next time. Bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father. If there was anything misunderstood in the prayer, Lord, we ask you to make it that we all understand that you are in the head and you control all things, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Yes.
But we believe in your healing. We believe in your deliverance. And we believe in your love, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, in this day, Lord, if it be your will, Lord, keep us close to you, Lord. Keep the highways and byways clear, Lord, that no wreckage be out there, Lord. Lord, let us be a spiritual guidance, even in our transporting our spiritual walk, Lord, that we reach that destination, Lord. If it's somewhere in your home one day, Lord, in your kingdom, Lord, if it's somewhere in a place that all the matches that you're building, Lord, that you make room for us, Lord, give us a place in your heaven, Lord. And Lord, that we go to that place they call no more, Lord. No more count, no more heartache, no more pain. No more corona, Lord. No more sickness. No more tears. Lord, if you give us that place, Lord, strengthen us, Lord, that we receive your blessing, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
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 Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord God.
That's what I wanted to do this morning, is pray. If you had anything else, it's on you. You know, that's all I wanted to do. You know, is pray.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. On time. I thank God, man. God just keep on amazing. Keep on being amazing. I'm still preaching out that overflow. Overflow. Man, God gives us all that we need. Thank you, Jesus. He's a counselor.
Yes, sir.
He's a healer. He's a deliverer.
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. He's a burden bearer.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Jesus. He's a mind. They say mind regulator. Oh,
yes, he
thank
is.
You, Jesus. And you know, sometimes we need to talk about what he has given us. Joy,
right.
Peace, love, happiness, faith.
Yeah.
Faith.
Yeah.
To know that we go to him in prayer. Oh, thank you. We can enter in one way, and before the prayer ends, we're coming out another way. Overflow. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he comforts your heart. Then you know he's listening. You know he's listening out of me, and I just
yes, sir.
I say thank God, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
This is what, you know, I can understand it better. They say, what a friend we have in Jesus. In the world.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God, man. I just thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Rev, for, you know, that was right on time. You know, I was already feeling holy and feeling spiritual and feeling blessed, and God just added to that, you know, the prayer time, you know, we just turn aside and just talk to the Lord.
when
the Spirit is, when he's dwelling with you, you know, he's right there, so just talk to him. I just thank you, Red. Thank you for that blessing prayer. Thank you for allowing. You continue to let the Lord use you in the way that he does, you know, And we might as well get with the Lord's program. And if we line ourselves up with the Lord, he'll use us too. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, and stop kicking against the brick. Stop fighting.
Cool.
Come together with the Lord. May be blessed. Oh, hallelujah. That the Lord may be glorified. That the Lord, hallelujah. The one people say that they know. Me and my wife were talking yesterday, and we say it was sad. You know, a lot of people, they just know of the Lord. but you can tell those that know the Lord because they act a certain way, you know. And no matter how weak or how strong, it just runs. Things they just ain't gonna do something they just ain't gonna say because they know. Paul said, "Knowing the terror, hallelujah,
yeah.
The Lord." So we just thank God. I thank God for his attendance. His attendance, him with us, hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah. No matter how many or how few, but as long as God is in the midst, we tell him thank you. We tell him thank you. We love him. We love him. We love him. Overflow. If you just make, I tell you, if you just allow God a space in your heart, you'll overflow. You'll overflow. Hallelujah. I just tell him thank you for every trial, tribulation, every deliverance, every time he chooses to clean me up and make me a little bit better. Make my heart yearn for him more. This is because, Rev, I want to go when he calls. when he calls my name. Oh, hallelujah. Right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I just thank God. All that we need. All that we need. In him. Then you don't have to worry about the world. Just make sure your relationship with God is intact. Hallelujah.
All right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
dear. God's good, man.
Yes, sir.
Us, man, you know, we don't play with it. We just get on in, you know. You
yes,
got
sir.
Anything else, bro?
That's it, man.
If it be God's will, we'll be back tomorrow. If it be His will, may God watch you and keep you.
Hey, Rabbit, did Sister Amy send you something?
I ain't looking at my phone, Dad. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, I see. She just sent three little passages here.
Okay, go with it. Go with it.
Clothes for the climate. Clothes for the climate. Clothes for the climate. Kindness is the oil that takes the friction out of life.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. He says, kindness is the oil that takes the friction out of life. you racists, y'all know how important oil is to the Christian. God uses that oil, hallelujah, for healing, for anointing, for covering. Hallelujah, for a cleansing, if you will. Thank you, Jesus. Dressing according to God's guidance doesn't change the weather. It equips the weary. Thank you. Colossians 3:14. Over all these virtues, put on love, which bind them all together in perfect unity. And that's it. That's it. Hallelujah. Climate. Clothes for the climate. Also, she gave us true riches. She said, what we value reveals the state of our heart. What we value reveals the state of our heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Luke. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Luke 12. Where's our heart today? Oh, thank you, Lord. Consider the poor. Matthew 25. The righteous considers the cause of the poor. Open your heart to God to learn compassion. Open your hand to give help. Thank you. Consider the poor. Open your heart to God to learn compassion. Open your hand to give help. We I thank the Lord here. You open your heart this morning, Reb, that God may speak to us and strengthen us with that prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Compassion. God's compassionate. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let us know where our true riches are. Hallelujah. Clothes for the climate. Thank you. God bless you. In Jesus' name.
Praise God. Thank you. And Martha, thank you for the nugget this morning. We just thank God for the Holy Spirit, man. It's been awesome, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for I just believe it's prayer time. God bless you. And read your prayers. You can pray, bro.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. As we pray, Father God in heaven, we thank you. Thank you, Father, for blessing us, for giving us such a privilege that we can say, Our Father. Oh, Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your chastisement, reproving. Thank you for your rebukes. Thank you, Father God, for how you keep being in attendance, Father, and you keep us on that straight and narrow. We say thank you. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Oh, Father God, that you allow us to overflow. Continue to be with us, Father God. We'll never leave us, Father God, but We ask you, continue to, make our hearts your home, make it find space, Father God, and Oh, bless us, Father God, that we'll be ever desiring the things that you want and what you want for us, that, oh, bless us to be the way that you would have us to be, that you can be in attendance with us, that you, we can do your will in Jesus' name. Just want to tell you that we love you. We thank you for traveling. Grace, continue to go, be with us, stand by us, protect us, lead us, guide us, keep us. Bless our minds, touch our minds in Jesus' name. Thank you for our health and those that are blessed, that are waiting on a blessing, Father, that is waiting for healing, the faith of a young one, Father God, that to claim he don't have it. And, oh, increase that faith in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the little ones. Hallelujah. That come to you believing that you can do all things. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you in advance for your healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you in advance for your expression of love. Oh, we count it great joy, and we love you. In Jesus' name is our prayer, Father. In the name of Jesus, want to tell you we do love you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you for Reverend Brian continuing to give him, Father God, what he needs to be more that you, what you would have them to be, not what we desire, but what you would have them to be. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We love you. Hallelujah. We love you. Thank you for your manifestation of your Holy Spirit. Continue to let it rest, rule, and abide within our hearts. Oh, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit, Michigan. There's a vine standing in the airport. A young lady, tears rolling down her face. She said to me, we need to rush to the hospital. There's a choir member whose baby is lying at the point of death. We rush to Memorial Hospital. That's the mother and a father. I want you to know why they were waiting. I begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we need you. How many know when the doctor said no? Jesus can still say yes. The doctor told the mother, call the family in. He was preparing them for the